Mm-hmm.
And that will be on Monday's opening.
Yeah. I used to stockpile Big Fatty. This is going back a few years. And then I just felt like, geez, he's so live and so, like, I'm missing out on a lot of things because I listened to it two or three weeks later. And then I discovered that for my commute, which is about 10 minutes, so from the time I get up and, you know, get the coffee ready and everything, by the time I get to work, it's like 20 minutes perfect to listen to Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I used to stockpile Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 2249 of the BFO for Monday the 12th of September 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, gonna tell you all about the weekend over at the hotel. Hello, proper poopers. Beep! Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're proper poopers today because y'all, as of right now, that's what Big Fatty is. Big Fatty, it's so lovely that you go to the Horror Hotel and come back pooping properly. Oh, it's y'all, it is just lovely. And y'all, you know, I've been giving you kind of the update on the Colonic Challenge, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, it sounds like a new reality show, the Colonic Challenge. I think Big Fatty is over the 90% mark. Yes, Big Fatty, you've got your color back. Okay, we don't need to go into my poop color. No, Big Fatty, we do not need to hear more about your poop color. That's not what we're here to talk about today. Y'all, we're here to talk about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Granny and Durwood and I, y'all, Thursday afternoon, we headed over to the hotel, and y'all, we were able to, y'all, the first and one of the more interesting interesting things that happened. Y'all, we get over to the Horror Hotel, and y'all, there's a lady, she gets a little flustered, and you know, she does a nice job and everything, but y'all, you know, the three of us come in, and you know, whenever Granny enters a room, y'all, if the odor doesn't knock you over, the loud cackling, Big Fatty, Granny is Mr. Cackle, no, but they're very similar, so y'all, we walk in and check in, and there was someone ahead of us, so she was trying to get him all checked in and everything, and she just kept apologizing. I'll be with y'all in just a minute. I'll be with y'all in just a minute. Granny and Durwood, they share a room when they go, Big Fatty, what is wrong with Durwood? Has he not got good sense? Well, you know, we all ask ourselves this question every time we go over there, because y'all, you know, we love Durwood and everything, but y'all, there's something off. There's just something off if he likes to sleep in the bed. Fatty, we don't need to hear the details. So they're checking in. And, y'all, I make a passing comment, all right, Granny, because Granny was about to shard himself. He needed to run to the toilet, and y'all, so he got his room key. I said, Granny, go run on to the room. And she says, oh, you're Granny. You're Aubrey. Brian was wondering when you were going to get here. And we all kind of cackled a little bit. And she goes, and I understand, you know, all these Southern nicknames and everything. Everybody has a funny nickname and everything. I've known people that were Meemaw and a Granny and Pocketbook and y'all. And she said Pocketbook and Granny and I both went, oh, and y'all, we turned and we both looked at Durwood, and y'all, Durwood's new nickname is Pocketbook. Me, Annie, you know, he's a one percenter, he's money bags, he's Pocketbook. So y'all, if you see old Pocketbook on the 20, tell him you're happy that he's got a nickname that's gonna stick. Yes, Big Fatty, and maybe he'll have some Starlight Mints inside of his pocket, you know, because, you know, you can't have a Pocketbook without some Starlight Mints inside. But y'all, anyway, we got all checked in, and y'all, then we didn't even bother unpacking. Well, Big Fatty, Granny unpacked his bowels. Well, that's true. And y'all, then we went over to the Capri Lounge, because, you know, y'all, the Capri Lounge is where they have the happy hour, 2-for-1 cocktails. And y'all, Gavin had been, you know, Gavin from the Stick It With a Poke, y'all, he was down there. This weekend also, it was his first attendance at the inappropriate swimming hole party. Yes, Big Betty. So we met him and we walked over to the Capri Lounge, and y'all, let the drinking begin. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. There were drinks. And there were more drinks, and then the old Pocketbook started buying shots. Chris and Brian came over and joined us and everything. Y'all, we were just having a gay old time. We were sitting there laughing. Granny was cackling, y'all were just having a good old time. And y'all, then it kind of hit us all. We were fucked up. We were, yes, Big Betty, whatever, there's nothing new there. So, happy hour's over at 7 p.m. in the evening. So, y'all, we started to mosey. We started to mosey on back over to the hotel. And y'all, Chris, y'all, he had borrowed a golf cart, and he ended up hoisting us back to our rooms. And y'all, we had decided, y'all, nobody was in a condition to drive. So y'all, we ordered a pizza pie. Actually, we ordered two pizza pies. And y'all went back to the room. Y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, it was, I'm telling you, it was like 8 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty passed out in the room. Big Fatty! Y'all, the pizza, I don't know when the pizza pie came. But y'all, about, I guess it was about 10 minutes to 9 or something like that, Durwood comes a knocking at Big Fatty's door. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Old Pocketbook knocked on my door, and y'all, I went over to Granny's room, and I was trying to get the remote to switch over to the Big Brother. And y'all, I don't know what happened. I don't know. Big Fatty, I know what happened. You were drunk. Y'all, Big Fatty just, next thing Big Fatty knew, he was on the floor. Y'all, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I was upright, and then I was supine. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I evidently scraped my arm on the wall. I've got a bruise and a half. But I landed on my hip bone. Big Fatty, you're lucky you didn't break a hip. But y'all, I did not drop the remote at any point. So y'all, we got the Big Brother turned on, and y'all had a couple of pieces of the pizza pie, And we got a Meat Lovers and a Supreme, and Granny and Granny and Pocketbook were eating the. In fact, I don't even know if I helped pay for the pizza pie. Pocketbook, you'll have to let me know, Big Fatty. Even if you didn't pay, I'm sure Pocketbook will take care of it. But anyway, y'all, I had a couple of pieces of the. Of the Meat Lovers, and y'all, I don't know what happened to Chris and Brian and Gavin. Y'all, they were just gone. They were just as if they had vanished. I had a couple of pieces, and I was going back to the room, and Durwood and Granny. Oh no, take that pizza pie with you back to the room. Y'all, that pizza pie sat in the room all weekend long, never had another bite. Anyway, went back to the room. Y'all, I couldn't even sit upright to watch the Big Brother. And y'all went back to the room. I had the Big Brother on, and y'all, I laid down on the bed. Y'all, this is not good to have been overserved. Y'all, and that's what it was. It was an overserving. And y'all then have pizza pie on top of it. And so y'all, I was just out. I was out like a light. And at some point in the night, I woke up. I think it was like 1:30 a.m. in the morning. I woke up, and by the way, y'all, a snake was over at the bar, and I had told him that I was probably with my gastrointestinal situation, I was probably out of commission at least for Thursday night, and I'd have to get back with him on for right. And satiny and all, and but anyway, y'all. There was no snake or anyone else Thursday night, y'all. If there was, I was not aware of them. But y'all, I woke up about 1:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, I had the worst case of cotton mouth, and y'all, I got up and I had me some water, y'all went right back to bed, slept like a Big Fatty. I don't recall you pooping the bed. No, I didn't poop the bed. Granny poops the bed when we're at the horror hotel. Maybe that's why old Pocketbook likes to share a room with you. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we got up for right morning, and Chris, and Brian, and y'all, our other friend from Charleston, we'll call him Bill. Big Fatty, why are you calling him? Because that's his name. Oh, y'all, and Granny and Durwood and I, y'all, we went to the Sunrise Grill for our brofkas. And I don't remember what Big Fatty had. Oh, I do too. I had the cone beef hash and scrambled eggs and grits. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. And y'all came back, and I think we just kind of peapotted around. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about the peapot around for the day. I think we all went to the old Seabent Pond for a little while. Big Fatty didn't stay out too long because Big Fatty can't be out in the sun too much. I don't know what else happened, and y'all. Then that evening, y'all, we had six, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five, but six entertainers, y'all. And I'll tell you what their names are in case you would like, in case you're keeping score at home, y'all. We had Ryan Powers, we had Maverick Aries, we had Alec Boldasek, we had Jonah Fontana, we had Lorenzo Flex, and y'all, someone named Soren. Y'all, I thought they said his name was Torin, so I I introduced him as Torin, and then I had to correct myself. It's Soren. But y'all introduced them. Big Fatty was the master of ceremonies this weekend. Introduced them at the bar on about 11 p.m. in the evening on for right night. And y'all, then I was out of there. I was out of there, and I was out of commission. And y'all, I went back to the room, and I was just kind of piddling around. I think there was a sports ball game or something on. And y'all, I had fired up the. Y'all, this is another way I know that I'm over 90%. Y'all, for a while, I wasn't even turning on the dating apps. I mean, it's just I had no interest, just no. Fanny, you really weren't feeling well. And y'all, I fired up the the grin doctor, Big Fatty, did you need dental work? Well, anyway, and y'all all of a sudden, y'all, it was a gentleman that was staying at the hotel next to the horror hotel that you know they're owned by the same people, and he says, "Brick Party, would you like to get together?" I said, "Yes." And y'all about midnight, 12:30 a.m. in the morning, y'all, he came over to the room, and y'all, it was just lovely. Big Fatty, you didn't play the music. Well, you're right, I didn't play the music, but I hope Straight Bob heard that one, because y'all, evidently, when I gave the count of 11 gentlemen callers the last time I was over there, Straight Bob missed that somehow. Big Fatty, just one. That's the only gentleman call I had the whole weekend, Straight Bob. I know you're very disappointed, but, you know, I'm still on the mend. But anyway, he came over, and y'all, then I went right back to sleep. Got up Saturday morning, and y'all, Granny and Pocketbook and Bill, they went and had a brufkus there at the little cafe. Y'all, I decided to sit it out that morning, because the pool party, the old swimming hole party had a complimentary barbecue lunch. We had barbecue poke and grilled hamburgers and the potato salad and the coleslaw and chips. And for right good night, y'all. I took it easy when we went back to the Capri Lounge. Granny and Durwood, however, did not. And y'all, then we came back over and I had chicken fingers and French fried potatoes for my supper. And Granny and Durwood and Gavin had chicken wings. Granny was pissed because all he wants are the flats on the chicken. Big Fatty, what kind of who the hell only wants the flat part of the chicken wing? Oh, Granny. Oh, okay. So, for my brufkus on Saturday morning, y'all, I had the leftover chicken fingers. Y'all, they were quite tasty, even for being cold. And then I had the little hamburger for my lunch. Y'all, then we had all kinds of fun and games out by the pool that afternoon. Big Fatty was the host for that also. And y'all, then it got vulgar. It just got vulgar. And y'all, there was a humpity bumpity, and yes, Big Fatty, there was like a fountain of youth. Well, that fountain that shot out had to come from somewhere. Yes, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear any more details. anyway, y'all went about 2 feet in the air. Y'all, and it was a lovely afternoon, and everybody seemed to have a good time. Then Granny and Durwood, Granny and Pocketbook and I went out. We wanted a steak and a garden salad, and so y'all, we went and had that, and y'all got back. Big Fatty just went on to bed. I was pooped. I was just pooped. Durwood and Pocketbook and Granny went and had a couple of cocktails at the bar. And y'all, then we got up Sunday morning, had brufkus with Aw Chris and Aw Brian and Gavin at the Sunrise Grill, and then we drove back to Charleston. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, I meant to tell you, Pocketbook drove. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, he drove us over to the Horror Hotel and back. Y'all, is a speed racer. It's like riding with the Fade driver. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, first thing we said before we left the villa here, Granny, you need to get new tires. Y'all, there was zero tread. I mean, it's as bald as as bald as Big Fatty. We'll think of something. Bald as Vera. Yeah, okay. And y'all had a great weekend. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there sticking with a poke. Big Fatty, they didn't do a show this weekend. No, because Gavin was at the Horror Hotel. Toppy, what did you do this Saturday?
I used to stockpile Big Fatty.
Oh! Well, what a lovely way to spend your Saturday night listening to piles.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.